What does it mean to be a hidden figure? Is it someone who hides in the shadows, doing good deeds for a city like Batman? Or is it someone who actually craves recognition for their work, but doesn't know where to get it? I'm on a mission to find out. This week I spoke with a hidden figure right here in Champaign, a figure so hidden that his work is buried deep below the earth itself. You're listening to the Price is Right podcast. This is your host, Mrs. Price, and today I'm speaking with University of Illinois PhD candidate and founder of Earnest Earth Agriculture, Gabriel Price. His work is creating a revolution in the agriculture industry, and at the core of it is a surprising creature. I'll give you three clues. One, people hate them. Two, fish love them. And three, they're much more delicious in their gummy form. Do you get it? That's right. His research is all about worms. So, Gabe, as a PhD student, you spend hours collecting, dissecting, researching worms. But when most people think about worms, they just think gross. What would you say to all of those people to defend worms?
Yeah, so maybe people have a point. I mean, worms, they'll sit there in their little homes and eat anything from banana peels to manure or poop. And so maybe with that respect, maybe they have a point. But overall, when you think of the word gross, I don't really agree with that. That's how a word that should be used to describe worms. I mean, they naturally produce antibiotics and antimicrobial compounds that's actually able to kill microbes that are harmful for people and plants and animals. So really, they're nature's natural defense to disease and pathogens by eliminating bad microbes from the waste that they eat.
So actually, they're like little superheroes.
Yeah. I mean, without worms, we probably wouldn't have soil and the world wouldn't be the way it is today.
So you started your own agriculture company, Earnest Earth, and it uses these worms to make fertilizer. How is this going to help make the world a better place?
Yeah, so this is going to make the world a better place for a lot of reasons. First off, by eliminating waste in a time-effective manner using earthworms, you can actually reduce environmental problems like greenhouse gas emission by rotting waste, and you can also help reduce runoff and nutrient damage to environments from over-fertilizers, because the fertilizer that's produced can stay in the soil longer and keep the nutrients in one place. And so it doesn't hurt the environment as much.
I wanted to get a better idea of what it was like to start your own company and get your product on the market. When talking to Gabe, he explained that he spent hours in competitions across the Midwest, pitching his ideas and getting investors to buy in. He explained that one of the biggest challenges was just trying to create a product that actually served a need in his community and would be purchasable by a large amount of people. So he had to go out and interview a ton of people, ask them about their problems with agriculture, ask them what kinds of solutions they wanted so he could create a product that really fit his market and would help solve their problems. Gabe commits to this struggle, though, because he's confident that he and his little army of worms can help the world be a cleaner, more healthy place. So, Gabe, before you go, one more question. If you could be any kind of worm, what kind of worm would you be?
I would be a great Padaloose worm.
What even is that?
They are an endangered species of earthworm in Oregon that live in Palinuse prairies, grasslands.
Uh-huh.
And so they're actually really giant worms, and they're one of the few native species in the U.S. And they're super rare and hard to find.
So what I'm hearing is that you want to be giant and also very alone.
Yes.
Okay, that's weird and gross. Well, thank you so much for your time today, Gabe. This has been a weird interview. You are weird, and your worms are weirder. I know, because I live with them. but I am so glad to see you getting out there and making a difference in the world.
Well, thank you.
Okay. Thanks. Bye. You've been listening to the Price is Right podcast. Join us next time when I interview my cats, Scout and Coco, on the best type of cat food to aid with hairball digestion. See you next week.